The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
All right. Lots to get to because it's the last day of the week. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. And it's a Friday. Let's have some fun today. It's weekend time. No nonsense today. Just good times.
None.
Good
nonsense times. Free.
Man. I had to go downtown early this morning to do some legal stuff, which, you know, not my legal stuff, but, and it's the first time I've actually gone through there in the mornings when everybody's there. It actually looks like a real downtown now in terms of nowhere to park. You know, you got tons of jaywalkers. And cost me $22 to park.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah, I love that.
Speaking of legal stuff, do you remember a few years back? I'm going to have to talk to Lawyer Dave, I think.
Yeah.
So I got a call right after the show yesterday. I was in the my office prepping for my podcast that I record on Thursday nights.
Which is on SportsMap, by the way. Quick plug.
And I got a phone call from Shiner, Texas, which that's where my mom lives.
Right.
But it was a number I didn't recognize. I answered it anyway, and he's like, hey, this is so-and-so. I don't even remember his name, which is unfortunate. But I don't know if you remember an incident several years ago where you boys were shooting guns. And you remember I told you this story where I was shooting guns up in the air? And which, by the way, in small towns, everyone shoots guns up in the air on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
Right.
And he was like, well, I just want you to know that I went to the police and they said that they weren't pressing charges, so it would have to be a civil case. So I want to know if you want to settle or if you want to go to lawyers.
And, yeah, Lawyer Dave can help you with that.
Okay. Yeah. And I don't know what, I didn't even think about it, but my instant answer was, oh, well, we're going to go to lawyers because. What had happened with the reason why the cops aren't pursuing anything is because there's no way they can prove that it was my gun or my bullets that hit the that hit this guy's windshield of his parked car. So they, in fact, the bullet that they brought and like tried to compare to my gun, Well, it wasn't even the same kind of bullets that I was shooting. So I think this guy has nothing, but I may need Lawyer Dave just in case. The other thing, I did some quick Google searching. Statute of limitations in Texas on a civil case involving property damage under $10,000, 2 years. This was Christmas Eve of 2016. Which, oh, yeah, yeah. Let me do some quick math here.
I mean, we're 17, 18, 19. Yeah.
Now 3 months into the clear.
Right.
So I'm going to say this guy's got nothing, but I may have to use the services of Lawyer Dave.
Yeah, Lawyer Dave will take care of you. You know, okay. One of the things I noticed today while I was down there at the courthouse, all these young lawyer guys, they're all handsomes. It's probably why I never went into law.
Those are successful guys. Yeah.
They all have to dress up, so that helps.
Can we agree,
but
though?
I felt a little uncomfortable.
The more handsome you are, the more likely to be successful you are.
Well, that's everything.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and that's, by the way, same goes for women. If there are two women with equal education, equal personality, equal upbringing, one's a 10 and one's a 5, that 10 is going to have a much easier life.
Oh, yeah, every time. Just life.
And, I mean, the same thing works for dudes. It is what it is. I'm not saying it's fair.
No, it's not, because a lot of them are dumbs, and yeah, it doesn't matter. But if you're a 10, you can be a mental 1, and you're still going to do okay.
Yeah.
See, that's why what I've accomplished in my life, I take a lot of pride in, because I'm a 3, which means I've had to outwork everybody. 4. I'm a 4 today. It depends on the day.
Yeah. In red, I'll give you a 3.5.
3.5, 4. Dress up really nice, I can be a 5.5. But yeah, it was just weird because like every lawyer that walked in there looked like some dude from a TV show. Even the older guys. I'm like, really? It's a good thing that.
So did your legal issue get resolved?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't my issue. I can't talk about it, but I was having to, I had to give some testimony on something.
Oh,
had
nothing
to do with me, nothing that I did, but yeah, I was there for a bit. And then been working on Sports Map all day. There's all kinds of great stuff on there, including your podcast. So please go check it out because a lot of effort went into that today. And of course, that put me behind, and I've got tons of emails I haven't gotten to. I think I told you I had 78 work-related emails today. I'm kind of like, man, what the? So I've been really busy after that. And then I have to say, I don't know who has worse drivers, downtown or Westheimer. Because I did get out to the gym for just a quick 30-minute workout. And I'm coming back down Westheimer, and I almost get hit like 4 times.
Mm.
So
my goal is next week to get at least 1 workout in. I haven't been to the gym since I took this job.
See, that's what happened to me last year. It took about a month before I could get back into a routine.
So I'm going to try. Boy, it may have to be in April. May have to be my go time. But I do need to find some gym time.
Well, and that's kind of the way I've done it is, like, especially when we have morning meetings, I make sure that I clear an hour to get to the gym and then come back nice and refreshed and ready to go and doing more work in the afternoon. And I think, once you're more settled into it and once the time management thing you'll get, it's not that tough. But when you first start,
you just have so much on your plate.
And every time you get caught up, there's something else you have to deal with. Yep. And that's the thing that was driving me nuts for the first 4 months of Sports Map. Really, it was longer than that because it was the build up to the launch of Sports Map was even more work than the actual site because we were doing so much stuff. And you just look up, and all of a sudden it's 3:55, and you're like, "Holy bleep! I got to go do a show now."
Yeah.
So, but you'll get it. It's, and then a year from now, you're going to be. There'll be like 1 day a week, like today was for me, where okay, I got the day planned, got a lot of fun stuff planned, and then crap, this, and this. So about once a week that happens.
Yeah.
And usually it's early in the week. By the end of the week, I have everything set up.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, Chris Whitmire says he helps everyone be a 10, at least for the evening.
That's good of him.
That's true. Yeah, you keep pouring enough Whitmires into somebody, and they'll think you're a 10. But 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. No RJ Bell today, unfortunately.
No, he's suffering from a pretty serious headache, apparently. He's missing his own show today.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's you hate to hear that.
That's too bad.
But
the show will go on.
Yeah, I've got a lot of fun stuff today. And some sports, some not sports, but a lot of good stuff. I wanted to ask him, though, I don't know if you saw this, and we can go ahead and talk about it now. ESPN has created its own gambling show now called Daily Wager. And someone named Doug Kazarian says betting analyst Doug Kazarian will host the series at the debut later this month. I am not surprised because I expect a whole bunch of these things to start cropping up.
Yeah.
But I just kind of feel like some of these guys are late to the party. You know? And I don't know if this guy's any good. I don't know how, you know, he may be great. But it's funny to me how now you're doing shows, and a few years ago you would bitch at your guys on air if they mentioned anything about odds or over-unders or anything.
Yeah.
It's changed so much.
It has changed. And, I mean, I'm not saying that I don't want to say it's oversaturated, but it's going to get there.
Yeah, and that's why – and this is kind of why I wanted to talk to RJ about it, because – RJ being ahead of the curve, I mean, he was established long before any of this stuff. And I think that it's going to be hard for some of these guys to even get halfway to where guys like RJ and Brad are, because, you know, how long have we known him and been talking to him?
Yeah.
I mean, and always talked about betting from the very beginning. And that, I mean, at least, well, since we've been 4-7, so it's what, 6-7 years now. And he was always on with Carl before that.
Yep.
So, and Colin and people like that. So, I mean, he established himself a long time ago. And it's just kind of interesting now. It just feels like everybody's trying to catch up.
Yeah, well, and yeah, he's done it. He is lucky that I don't say he was lucky. He was smart enough to see what this was going to be way back in the day. And now he's ahead of everybody. So, I've always said that the reason, and people didn't understand it for the longest time. And I think when we started doing our show and we were so gambling centric, and I don't think anybody else in this market had done something like that, or really, I mean, maybe not even across the country. There weren't a lot of shows like that, maybe like some weekend shows, but I think our show was one of the first in the country to really a daily talk show in a major market to talk about gambling basically every day and looking at sports from that perspective. And I tried to tell people when people were like, oh, not everybody likes gambling. And I was like, yeah, but you don't realize most people who like sports are gambling on sports. I mean, there's a few hardcores who are like, they like sports for the love of the game.
Right.
But the reason why sports are so interesting is because people have interest, financial interest in them. And that's what... I don't want to say that that's like the only or the most important driver of the popularity of sports, but it's up there. And I've said all along, I mean, the NFL, as great as it is, the NFL, when they've talked about, oh, we don't want gambling in our sport. Well, listen, you take away gambling and fantasy football, and I promise you the NFL is not this juggernaut that it is right now.
No. And what's funny is, and that's one thing we've always talked about is like we just dived into it from the beginning because we knew the market was out there and that people were interested, and it turned some people off, and it's like, oh, I don't want to listen to a bunch of gamblers. But we also tried to spin the gambling stuff into actual commentary on the sports, and we still do that. And I think RJ saw that, and to peel it back a little bit, you know, the more I get to know RJ, most of our, and I'm pretty sure you're going to be the same way. It's like a lot of our conversations are about business and, you know, looking ahead to things and how to build things. He's just had such great business foresight.
Yeah.
And saw this as a market that was lacking. Now, everybody, even the NFL, I love how the NFL, who fought it for years, said, oh, we need to get a piece of this. Well, maybe you should have been in on it a little bit sooner. Yeah, because it's typical hypocrites. But yeah, I mean, and we're, as long as we do this, we're always going to talk about it. But you know, I think it's cool to see ESPN and places like that. Finally, you know, Fox Sports One has one now. I mean, I think it's great that they're getting involved. I just also feel like you might have gotten involved sooner, been ahead of it.
Or at least not like acted like it was some sort of a leper.
And pushed it away. And it's funny because, well, we'll talk about this when we come back, because I was part of the poker group that was a leper before Chris Moneymaker.
Yeah.
And from a sports betting perspective, I think it's almost been the exact same thing. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. 832 wants to know what are the percentages as far as a lot of viewers being sports gamblers, because it's definitely becoming oversaturated, in my opinion. Seems like betting is crowbarred and to most conversations on radio now. I think a lot of guys are trying to do that now, and I couldn't tell you what the actual numbers are, because most of us who did it were kind of underground for a long time, because, you know, that I kind of had a sense that there was a lot that wasn't being serviced, because when I used to hang out at the racetrack, and granted, these are racetrack guys, but they were all sports bettors, right, and they all had bookies. And they would talk about how nobody ever talked about it on radio. And I think I think what's happened now with the legalization is the same thing that happened with poker. Because as we've mentioned, I'm an old, and when I was playing poker in the mid-90s, it was 7-card stud, and it was sleazy, and there were cheaters, and the poker room was off in the corner because you were scuzzy. And then Moneymaker happens and everything changes and suddenly it's okay. And now college kids are losing all their fortunes playing online, but it became acceptable. And nobody looks at poker that way anymore. And sports now is getting to the same place. And I think that's it's a good thing, but I mean, it's not really changing for me. It's not really changing for you. It's the same thing that we've always kind of done. And I kind of feel like marijuana is the same way.
Yeah.
Because we've always kind of been, you know, we've been openly talked about that. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So guess who's now part of your Texans coaching staff?
You tell me, Fred.
Well, you know what? If you were bad in the red zone,
mm-hmm,
what former Texan would you hire to make your red zone play better as an assistant?
I would look at a guy who, well, I shouldn't even say it, because I would imagine on the list of Texans all-time touchdowns leaders, he's probably high on the list.
Yeah.
But I'd go with Andre Johnson.
Yeah, that's what they did. I guess he's going to be a special assistant to both Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien.
What's that even mean?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. All I know is, I got to be careful how I say this, I just never saw Andre as a coaching candidate or front office candidate during his career.
Interesting.
Is that, can I?
I get what, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. So,
hey, Andre, what would you do here? Oh, I would catch the ball for a touchdown.
He's
thanks.
He's not
that.
A very vocal guy, I'll tell you that.
Jay says, can fat be used as a noun? If so, I'm 10 pounds away from becoming a fat. About to go crush this workout while listening on the app. Yes.
Of course.
Don't be a fat. But if you are fat, that's okay.
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah.
We talked about, well, I guess we didn't talk about it, but Joel and Barry were talking about Pau Gasol being released.
Yeah.
They broke that news about 45 minutes or an hour ago. Well, it took about 20 minutes. Pau Gasol plans to sign with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Ah.
So, good for him.
Yep.
That's called ring chasing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, good for him. I think he can still play a little, but
yeah, you know, 38 now.
That dude, he played at a high level for a long time.
Oh yeah, underrated, probably.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think there's going to be a time where he comes up for Hall of Fame conversation, and he'll likely end up in.
Oh well, it's basketball. Of course, he'll get in.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Everybody gets in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Except Rudy T, apparently.
No, not him.
If you're a Houston guy, it's a little harder. But other than that, everybody gets in. Matt said, you guys were also the first to dedicate recurring segments to television. Now lots of local shows try to imitate.
Yeah.
But that's one of those things, though. I think television changed. And it got where there were these... The water cooler shows started happening. And it was silly for us not to talk about them. I think Walking Dead's probably what we began with. It might have been Walking Dead or Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then as we... And I think the cool thing is, I hope we've turned some people on to some really good shows like Banshee. I don't know how many people would have watched Banshee if they hadn't heard us talk about it. So, sometimes we're out there doing the Lord's work, AJ.
Yeah.
Rarely, but
it's good
sometimes.
That people notice.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's the thing. I was talking to somebody the other day. It's like... All we've ever tried to do is just have fun and hope people enjoy it and try to make that stupid-ass commute and this horrible traffic in this city where people can't drive.
Oh, you don't like the traffic?
No, I don't like the traffic, and I don't like the people who drive. And, you know, right now, fortunately, we're not stuck in it, but a lot of our listeners are. So you just try to entertain
I them. Feel your pain now as someone who drives in rush hour now.
Yeah.
I didn't used to. It ain't fun, man. It ain't fun at all. So I feel the pain on that one. I didn't realize, people bitched about all the time about
right
traffic, and I'm like, oh yeah, traffic sucks, but
you didn't really have to deal with it.
Yeah, it wasn't really my problem.
Yeah, because by the time you were coming in for the show, it was opposite the traffic,
mm-hmm.
But now
it's my problem.
Yeah, and I don't have to be down
definitely
here.
Definitely my problem.
I don't have to be down at the office as much as you do, but it's still enough that. It's annoying as hell.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why you just want to keep people nice and relaxed, get them home in one piece so they can celebrate with a little alcohol when they get home and watch some sport.
That'd be cool, too.
Have some fun. Let's squeeze in a call. John.
John, yeah,
I want to start a little gambling. I grew up with a couple friends. They became bookies. They've been bookies for like 25, 30 years. I know how much people really win. And I've seen, like, studies over the years, different place magazines and, you know, online. They'll take experts, supposed experts, and they'll track them for over a course of a certain amount of time. And even the best experts sometimes barely beat the bleed, the juice.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out what – I mean, is it just for entertainment? Because from what I've seen, not too many people win at it.
No, they don't.
No.
that's.
But here's the thing. I mean, if you can win at it, it's awesome. But even if you don't win at it, it gives you, I mean, it's entertainment. Yeah.
Right.
It makes a late January Mid-Atlantic conference game, makes it worth watching. I mean.
Yeah, it's like when people go to the track and they ask me how much money to bring. Just say, bring whatever you would spend entertaining yourself.
Right. If you were going to go out to the movies or whatever. I mean,
and whatever your budget is. Because it's different for everybody. But, you know, if you were going to go out with your wife and spend $60, bring $60 to the track.
Yeah.
Have a few beers and we'll make some bets and see what happens. And maybe you win some money and maybe you don't. But it's, you know, it's supposed to be fun. But the guys who do it professionally that are out there grinding, I mean, that's a... Man, if you come in around 55-56%, then you're doing really well. It's not easy, and I think we've tried to tell people that forever. It's just not that easy, to be successful long term. And you have your good runs and your bad runs, and boy, you enjoy the good ones, and you just try to fade the bad ones.
Yeah,
and that's, you know, it goes back to kind of poker strategy. If you're playing a tournament, you just want to minimize your losses on hands where you get in a big hand. You want to minimize your losses if you're beaten. You want to ride the big wins as long as you can. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A lot to get to. Don't go anywhere. Well, you're probably stuck in traffic, so you can't go anywhere.
You're not leaving.
It's Friday on the Blitz. Every time. Keep on going.
event.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This
Texas A&M versus Vanderbilt, college basketball, Saturday at 6 p.m. on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. One says, I waste money on weed every month. I'm pretty sure someone finds that wasteful. Not really. You know,
it's entertainment.
Exactly. It's
or medicine.
I have no... I'm never going to tell people how to spend their money. You should enjoy it. I mean, that's why you work. It's the only reason you work is so you can enjoy life. You get money to get the things that you need to take care of your kids, to have fun. I mean, that's it. It's one of the best lessons I ever learned at an early age. Is you only and if you're lucky enough to work at something that you enjoy, then maybe don't leave it. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You paying any attention to this combine stuff?
No, I don't care.
I'll
look at the number. I mean, I don't need to see them to go through it. I'll look at the times and the measurables. But
it's up to Lance to stare at all these guys while they're doing these drills and figure out what they can do. That's kind of his job.
Yeah,
and then tell me about it.
Yeah,
but I watched some of it this afternoon. Admittedly, feel a little creepy watching offensive linemen in their underwear running 40 yard, and I will not call it dashes. It was more like 40 yard lumbers. And I'm kind of like going, why am I watching this? Yeah. Cause I was actually doing some work at the same time, but I had it on cause I wanted to hear the commentary. It's like, what the hell is wrong with me? Somebody asked, what are the chances the Texans draft a tight end in the first round? It's funny because one of the guys on NFL Network has them drafting a tight end in the first round.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. Well, the mock draft business is what it is, but it's hard for me to sit here, especially teams in the like 15, after 15, it's hard to really zero in on what they're going to do until you see what happens in free agency.
Yeah.
Because if the Texans don't get a cornerback in free agency, then cornerback is obviously in play with that first pick. And if they do, they fill that up, if they take care of the offensive line, then I could see something else. But if they don't do some serious revamping of that offensive line and get a couple cornerbacks, then I find it hard to believe they'd take another position there.
I just can't. I mean, I can't imagine the backlash if they don't address offensive line or secondary. Those are the two things that it's all we've talked about.
Yeah.
That's all anybody's talked about for the Texans. If they were to go any other direction, I think we'd all be kind of like, whoa. Is there any other position you can see them, like you can see them going in the first round where people aren't just shocked and appalled, including tight end?
Yeah,
I mean, would I like to see an upgrade at tight end? Sure.
Yeah,
but I mean, you just drafted a couple tight ends.
Yeah, right? you just invested two picks, and that's not. Let's be honest, that's not the most important position on the field, and you just invested two picks in it last year. So I would be surprised if that were the case. But again, let's see what they do in free agency. Despite what Brian Gaines said, I hope he was lying through his teeth. I hope he was doing a smoke screen.
I hope so too.
But if they trot Julian Davenport out there at tackle again next year, I'm done with this team. That's it. Unless there's massive injuries would be the only reason. But he's in his third year.
Yeah. AJ. Hey, I think we should talk about what happened with Sean Oakman and Baylor.
Okay.
And someone tweeted me this morning. I'd have to go back through my time or my mentions to find out. So whoever it was, he made a good point, though. He said, you guys spent a lot of time talking about this at the time. Will you give it any run now that Sean Oakman was found not guilty of sexual assault? And there's some people who are saying, well, is this woman, should she be held accountable? And remember, being acquitted by jurors doesn't necessarily mean that she was lying. It just means that there wasn't enough evidence to convict. Which those are obviously two different things. I mean, OJ, his guilt and the likelihood of him doing it they're not parallel.
But on the flip side, just because you were charged and went to trial doesn't mean you're guilty either.
Exactly.
So it means you did it.
But there's people who are saying this cost him an NFL career. And perhaps it did. But also take into account that even before, and this, he sort of became the poster child for what was going on at Baylor.
Right.
But keep in mind that even before that, because that happened in 2016.
Jeez, was it that recently that all this happened?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's when he was accused. That's when he was arrested.
Yeah. But that started the whole thing, too.
But in 2013, Waco police arrested him, or he was named in a report alleging a physical assault of a woman. Grabbed the woman under her armpits, shoved her into a brick wall and cabinets. It was about 6 months after he had enrolled at Baylor, after being kicked off the team at Penn State for physically assaulting a female cashier who tried to stop him from stealing food at a campus store. So this is a guy who had already put together a reputation of violence with women. So, I mean, I don't know how much of a benefit of a doubt he should have gotten, even if you know, the woman was not truthful. And I don't know that she was or wasn't. But I think if a team wanted to draft him, they could have.
Yeah.
They just decided, you know what, there's enough red flags here that we'll pass.
Yeah, I guess he wasn't the first one. That was the guy that had transferred from Boise was the one that goes back to like 2012, I think.
Yep.
But the one thing I would say is, and I think I've been consistent about this, if someone lies about something like that, they're as bad or worse as the person who does it. Because it's either one of them is horrible. But I also, you know, it's also not easy when you're going to trial with stuff. That's not easy for somebody to lie all the way through it.
Yeah.
And, you know, does this exonerate him? I don't know. I think there's still some character issues there. Does it mean she was lying? Not necessarily. Does it mean there might have been a misunderstanding? Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's how these things play out. But I don't think it means, you know, let's tear into this woman because this is how the trial came out.
Well, this is, it is an interesting story. Sean Oatman's been playing indoor football for a couple years now. I don't know if he's ever going to make it all the way back, but, you know, if somebody wants to give him a chance, he's found not guilty. Okay, give him a chance. Do I think he's a good guy? Probably not.
No.
But is he Texans worthy? Probably not.
Is he Bengals worthy?
Certainly. Yeah, that dude could play for the Bengals for sure.
Well, but is he good enough is the question.
That is the question. Well, yeah. I mean, he was a projected first-round pick, but he's been playing for the Triangle Torch and the Bismarck Bucks.
Bismarck has Bucks?
The Bismarck Bucks.
Interesting. Interesting.
They are of the, I don't even know what league they are.
Well, maybe.
It's a made-up team.
Maybe he needs to go to the F.
Perhaps. The Bismarck Bucks are an indoor American football team. The Champions Indoor Football League.
Oof.
They're in their second year playing in the team. Oh, just kidding. They moved to the IFL. They're now in the Indoor Football League.
Oh.
Beginning with the 2019 season.
So they're not champions anymore.
They're not in Champions Indoor Football League. They've been relegated to just the Indoor Football League.
Interesting.
Yeah. They're the third indoor football team to play in Bismarck.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a history I didn't know.
Yep. Yeah, there was a Bismarck Blaze and a Bismarck Rough Riders.
Oh, you can only have one Rough Riders. Let's just...
it's unbelievable, but...
You can't have that.
Yeah. And you might be asking, well, who else is on the Bismarck Bucks? And to that, I would tell you they only have one player on their team with a Wikipedia page, and that's Sean Oakman.
And I'm not so sure that him having a Wikipedia page is a good thing. Squeeze in Ryan's call real quick before we go to break. What's up, Ryan?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, I just wanted, I'm super stoked on this UFC card coming out. I just kind of wanted to see what you think, AJ, about if there's going to be any major upsets or anything.
I think there could be some upsets. I mean, if you say major upsets, the only major upset that's capable of happening is John Jones losing. I think the odds of that are pretty low. But I do think that there's some upset possibilities on those cards. I think that there's some fights that, honestly, are kind of toss-ups. I think Usman and Tyron Woodley is going to be a great fight. And I think Usman's a scary matchup for Tyron Woodley. I like the Garbrandt-Munoz fight, and I think maybe Garbrandt's a guy you might be getting a little undervalued. So, yeah, it is. I mean, it's a really solid UFC card. We've had some duds recently, but when you pay for this one, you're getting your money's worth. So I don't work for the UFC, but I'll be plopping down my $65 or whatever it is to watch this thing. So I think it's going to be a really interesting night of fights.
All right. We're going to take a break. Lots more good stuff coming. I got some sports. We got some stuff.
Sports and stuff.
Every time.
All day. Every day.
Well, 5 days a week. Not all day, every day.
Not every day, but almost every day.
Did that count as a burp?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty weak. You got to do better than that.
I think it's because of my dietary restrictions are keeping me from belching as much.
Mm. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, if you get a chance, please check out sportsmap.com today. There's so much good stuff on there. There's, of course, the most important things, a link to A.J. and Brad's podcast. But Josh has an Alex Bregman video up. Cody has a feature on an offensive lineman from the scouting combine. We've got our three-pointers from the Rockets versus Heat last night. How about our boy Trey?
Stretching
himself out with an IndyCar Q&A.
Man.
So it's funny because they contacted me and said, hey, do you have anybody that would want to talk to Alexander Rossi, who's going to be at the IndyCar race in Austin?
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I have just the guy. And so he did a nice Q&A, and there's an audio of the entire interview if you want to check it out. And let's see. Palillo's column is up. We got Palillo video. There's all kinds of stuff on there. And my picks for tonight at Sam Houston. And tomorrow night, I will, on tomorrow's picks, which I'll post in the morning, I'll have a bonus play for you on the Fountain of Youth Stakes from Gulfstream Park.
Okay.
I feel it. Yeah, we're into the Triple Crown thing now, and I've really been studying. And there's a horse that's going to be a heavy favorite in there, and I'm going to beat him. I'm going to try to beat him. We'll see how it works out. And then somebody's asking me which races I like tonight. I like the last four on the card at Sam tonight the best. The first few are going to be a little chalky. Corey asked us a poker question, and I, to be honest, if you ask if you played a hand a certain way, it's not always easy. It's not always an easy answer. And in this case, he had ace deuce on the button, and there were five people in the hand with no pre-flop raise, and there was an ace on the flop, and he raised and got two callers and then an ace on the turn.
So now he's got trip aces?
And he raises 100, and he gets a call. And basically, he raises again on the river, a blank on the river, and he raises again and gets called. Here's the problem that I think the problem is pre-flop. On the button, I don't like playing ace rag.
I think
I don't either. I throw aces away all the time.
Yeah, ace rag is a more dangerous hand than 4-6, 6-8 suited,
because you fall in love when that ace hits,
right? And especially with ace deuce, you're even with three of the aces on there. If somebody's hanging around, you're probably outkicked.
Yeah,
and you know, so basically, I think there were two things you could have done there. One was toss the hand preflop. The other was, and again, I don't know how your table was. If there's a lot of limpers, and it sounds like maybe that's what it was.
I mean, the thing is, if you're the button and the two calls are the small and the big blind, I don't fault you.
No, but there were five people in the hand, so there was already calls in front of
you. If there's already two calls, ace deuce is a throwaway hand. Yeah.
The only other option there is raise it up from the button preflop. And then,
but even then, do you want to raise with there's already two callers? You want to raise with ace deuce?
No, I don't. That would be your other option. I think limping there was of the three choices was the worst, because you might get rid of ace six preflop. But then, how much are you going to get paid off with three aces on the board? So yeah, that's not a hand that I play. Maybe if it's suited, I'll see a flop. But I'm trying to get it cheap, and if I don't catch anything, I'm gone.
Yeah.
That's just not weak aces. I think people overplay those more than any hand in poker. I'd rather have small suited connectors, small suited one gappers, hands like that where I can hide what I hit, and they're easy to fold if you're not close. But that one, you just kind of put yourself in a hole. And you know, once the third ace comes, you can't get rid of it.
Yeah,
I mean you're committed, you're stuck, at that point.
But it doesn't mean that. That's a hand that you still want to be in.
Yeah, and I feel with the guy flat calling you that he's probably got a weak ace too, but with ace deuce, yours is always going to be weaker.
Yep.
So, and I mean, once you're into it, there's other things you could have done. You could have checked to see where you were on the turn and maybe save some money. But I think at that point, you see that third ace and you've got a semi because you think, oh, I got this.
Yeah.
And the reality is when...
I take it the end of the story is he lost his hand.
Yeah. Yeah, it was outkicked with ace six.
Yeah.
Which, you know, again,
and that's another one. I hope the guy who had ace six was one of the blinds.
Yeah.
Because otherwise that guy's a dummy too.
Yeah.
And he was just a little bit smarter dummy than you.
Honestly, I will rarely play anything less than ace nine, ace 10 suited.
Same.
And they have to be suited even for that. Or if I'm in position and I'm trying to take blinds, I'll raise with ace nine or ace eight.
But if you've got ace nine or ace 10, I'm looking for a reason to fold that hand.
Yeah.
It's everything has to be lined up perfectly for me to even want to play that. Or it's got to be a short table.
Right.
If you're playing with nine people at the table or 10 people at the table, ace 10 is not a good hand.
Well, and if you get down
to ace two is definitely not a good hand.
Now, if you get down to four handed, you've got a lot more value in that hand.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. But for a full table cash, five people in the hand, no way in hell I'm playing that. So. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. So I've got some things for the next hour for you. I have a story on bartenders sharing the strangest conversations they've overheard from customers.
Okay.
There's some good ones in there. And at some point today, you know, we talked a lot about Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm-hmm.
I have a story that has the fact versus fiction. And maybe, just maybe, maybe I'm being a little hard on it.
Yeah.
Now that I see, now I've gone and read the thing. It's all stuff we talked about.
Yeah.
But, so I got that, and then we got some sports we can talk about, too. So, but no RJ today.
RIP.
All right.
He didn't die.
No.
But, yeah. No. RIP to that segment.
Yeah, we don't want him dying. Kind of like
that'd be bad news.
All right. Very quick break. Hour one already in the books. That went by fast. Let's see how the next one goes. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.